Welcome to North Valley's devotional podcast for May 11th, 2021. Today we'll be reading from Exodus 19, verses 4 through 8. You saw what I did in Egypt, and you know how I brought you here to meet me, just as a mighty eagle carries its young. Now, if you will faithfully obey me, you will be my very own people. The whole world is mine, but you will be my holy nation and serve me as priests. Moses, that is what you must tell the Israelites. After Moses went back, he reported to the leaders what God had said, and they promised, "We will do everything the Lord has commanded." So Moses told the Lord about this. It's quickly becoming clear that Israel needs guidance. When Moses connects with his father-in-law, Jethro, in Exodus 18, it's clear that there needs to be some civil order. Being the community that God calls Israel to be means there will need to be mutual understandings of what that shared life will look like. In Exodus 19 through 31, the storytellers turn their attention to the foundation of God's hope for this community of Israel. This set of expectations, or what will become the law, includes the core of that teaching, which we call the Ten Commandments. The core of God's vision for Israel needs defining. Here in Exodus 19, God makes clear that Israel will be the priests, the folks who point the rest of the world to the goodness of God. But in order to do this, Israel themselves will need guidance to recognize right behavior. In hindsight, the law is often considered a bit of a bust. Paul says in Galatians 3, 10 and 11, "Anyone who tries to please God by obeying the law is under a curse." The scriptures say, "Everyone who doesn't obey everything in the law is under a curse." No one can please God by obeying the law. It's arguable, given other statements Paul and other New Testament authors make, that they are not opposed to the law itself, but the temptation to see law displacing relationship and direct trust in God. The law by itself doesn't connect us to God. The law is intended to be an example of what faithfulness looks like, the outcome of properly oriented trust in God, not the means to achieve that trust. Jesus comes to fulfill the law, not to abolish it, in the sense that the faithfulness of Jesus demonstrates the heart of what the law is, even as Jesus chooses to disregard the legalism of it. In order for Israel to become what God intends to form them into, they need boundaries. "Now, if you will faithfully obey me, you will be my very own people," God says. The promise of being the conduit which through the world encounters God is dependent on faithfulness. Trust in God takes concrete shape, which looks like living in the ways God intends. This is true for us as well. In our new covenant understanding with God, that faithfulness isn't about adherence to a law code, but rather responsiveness to the Spirit moving in us, we can't forget that this will mean transformed living. The problem with legal boundaries is the temptation to devolve into legalism, living by the letter of the law and not the spirit of it. The problems with not having clear expectations is complete relativism, or the abuse of freedom by not holding any expectations of what faithfulness might look like. When Israel is given the law, they needed it. The ways that right living is spelled out suggest that Israel is not adept at understanding good relationship with God or within their own community. God wouldn't have had to say to Israel that they shouldn't covet each other's stuff if coveting wasn't a problem. And the same goes for false witness, worshiping other gods, dishonoring parents, stealing, and so on. The law is equipping Israel to be a livable and faithful community, and it works so long as Israel remembers that the law is not relationship and trust. God's promise to Israel that they will be priests, or to put it into New Testament language, light and salt in the world, put there to, quote, "draw out the God flavors," as the message puts it, is the promise and task that we are given as well. Like it was with Israel, this calling and identity is dependent on our right relationship with God. Trust in our lives needs to take tangible shape. Some questions for today. How is God calling you to live in trust? What boundaries are helpful to put into practice in order to be faithful? How do we function as a Spirit-led community?